Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Type of person I am, like, this has some bad spirits on this shit or something. So I grabbed it, I just dragged that bitch to the curb.
On the Joe's reality show.
Like informative reality show.
You wouldn't hit up Chick-fil-A at 3 in the morning?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't,
boy,
but I think...
I didn't even think of that. Welcome back, ladies and gents, whoever's watching. Thank you for joining us. This is episode 50 Dose. So, hello, thank you. All right, real quick, you got me, Joe. I'm here in the building. We got Jesus. He's here in the house, in the building. And Lyrical, this is the stand-in for Lyrical. Yeah. Lyrical will be here in about 20 minutes. He's running late. He always has to ruin everything.
It's the little Lyrical.
Yeah, you know? So yeah, he's here. He's holding it down for him until he gets here.
Tell him to say something.
Hey, you want to say something?
Yeah, say something.
Drake sucks.
All right, all right. And then we have Fed in the lyrical. Back in the Fed cam with the Mortal Kombat shirt. Nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It cool. Looks like it should have went to somebody else, and then somebody last minute we decided that it should go to her instead.
Mm. Yeah, the shirt is kind of big.
It just looks
shirt.
Like, I don't know if it's true.
Tell the story you're okay, going to tell.
A couple sizes bigger.
Whatever.
So, well, I don't know where we started in the story, but like Fernanda said, if you would, no, Joe was saying that people do. They'll take the Bible and they'll roll out papers.
Bible papers
and roll a blunt.
Ganja in it.
Yeah. And Fed was saying, like, wouldn't it, like, what if someone, like, would you do it? And we were saying no. But Fed was like, what if, like, you didn't know and someone passed it to you? Like, that would suck.
Not but yet. Yeah.
One time, this was in high school. This was high school time. I remember calling Joe or texting Joe, but I was watching porn. I'm just going to say right now. And after. Yeah. The porn, like I skimmed through it, whatever, and then my thing, whatever. But like I finished it, and after it was finished, the last end of the video said 666, and they had like the devil stuff, and I was like, oh my god, yes, bro, yes.
Oh,
and
man.
I immediately exited out. I like cleared everything. I felt like I was like, I'm going to hell. I'm like, this is. I was like, these motherfuckers got me. Like, what the fuck, bro? There was nothing demonic in the video, but. It was just that. It was the production
company. The productions, yeah.
That's what it was called.
They have, like, some weird... Okay, we're going to get on this topic real quick and then we'll get off.
Yeah,
just but they have some production companies in porn that are called, like, Devil Films. And I don't mess with those films.
No, same.
Like, if it's a good scene, I'm like,
no,
I can't do it. No.
Because of the production?
Yeah.
Well, because we know almost their intentions is, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just the name or whatever.
Yeah, just the name. They have, like, yeah, I've seen one that said Devil Films and I was like, nope. I clicked out of it.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
So it has to be like hidden in order for you.
No,
to
we don't
like,
even want it a part of it. Like, I just want regular porn.
Nah, just
like,
give me some regular. Give me some regular bang
Naughty
bros.
America. Yeah,
Naughty America. That's what
some
I want.
Regular shit.
These other. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm.
But
yeah it was.
Dang, dude, that's.
Yeah, I was like scarred for weeks. Scary. Like I just could not stop thinking about it. Every time Joe was like, "Bro," and he started laughing, I was like, "This sucks, bro." Like I just feel like my life is gone right now, dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it fucking sucked. But yeah, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Quick little story right there. Started off pretty raunchy right there. Oh, sorry about that.
That's cool.
We'll add it to the Patreon.
Yeah, we'll add it to the Patreon.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you guys that I went to Texas Roadhouse this last weekend.
How was it?
I'm going to tell you about my weekend.
Did you go on Wednesday when they had the steak sale?
No, I went. Oh. We went on.
Oh, Wednesdays.
We went on.
Sunday.
Sunday, right?
Saturday.
Saturday?
The busiest day.
Yes, we went Saturday. It was my wife's mom's birthday, so it was my mother-in-law's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I know who she is.
We got there, and it was... we had to wait. They were like, it's an hour wait. So I was like, okay. Like, I was kind of frustrated because I was like, I don't want to fucking wait an hour. But I was like, whatever. It's her birthday, whatever, wait. So outside of Texas Roadhouse, they just built this like... almost where people do the pickups. Oh, it's like pickup windows. Yeah. There's three windows.
Okay, and I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. It's like three windows.
On
and
the
people,
side, right? Of the building?
Yeah,
facing the freeway?
Like, No. It's like right next to the front. So the front door and then right next to the front door. On like if you're looking at the front door to the left, where under that little balcony thing right there, it's
I've
right
seen
there.
It.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking to the mic, please.
I am speaking to the mic.
No, okay. It's not really like.
And Anyways, we were waiting outside. So we were like, all right, we're going to wait by the, under the bench. In the bench under the little thing. No, the shade.
The shade.
And I saw the drive-thru thing. Not the drive-thru, the pickup windows. And on the pickup windows, like, it said, there was a sign that said, you can pick up, if you want beer, while you're waiting, you can ask, you can buy a beer here. So I was like, I don't really drink beer, but I was like, I'm really craving one right now. I'm like just thirsty and I haven't had a beer in a while. So I was looking for the price. Mm-hmm. So the windows is like 1, 2, and 3. There's 3 like slide windows that people can come out to. I was looking at the first one and I was doing this because I was looking for the price and the type of beer. So I was doing this. Like my eyes were moving up and down just looking. And somebody slides the window and goes, can I help you? Bro just straight up looks at me. And I was like, huh? I was like, no, 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 no. He goes, oh, okay. And then he closes the window. But yeah. I could not see him, dude. Not at all. Because
it was like a mirror?
It was, yeah, no, yeah. Just look. It was. I could only see the reflection of the outside.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was like, where's the prices?
Yeah.
And I just stared at one window because I was like, maybe the glare will move. And that dude just opens this. I just slowly see this.
It's like a tinted window on a car. Like, you're like looking at yourself. Someone pulls the window down.
That was pretty much what it was. And I was like, no, no, no. And so after that, the whole time, like, I was like, well, I still want a beer. But now I don't want to look over there. So
and he asked you too. Can I help you?
Yeah, but I
so
said
you
no.
missed
yeah,
your chance.
I did miss my chance just because I got nervous. I was like, oh, I didn't realize it. I was like, he's probably been like, this dude's looking at me for like the last 45 seconds. Just because I was legit just straight in there just looking. I was like, where's the prices?
Yeah.
You're probably on his TikTok.
Huh?
You're probably on his TikTok.
I didn't get a beer. You didn't get a beer?
I just said,
you didn't get nothing?
No, I just said, I'm going to wait. So I waited another 30 minutes to get inside.
Jesus.
Yeah. I punked out a little bit.
Hey, well.
Yeah, it was just out of the moment. That's why I was like, oh, fuck.
How was the food? How was the food there?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Really? The rolls can't go wrong. And they have a bomb Caesar salad.
You went too?
No, I'm just saying they have a bomb Caesar salad.
Yeah, go on Wednesdays because my mom always goes on Wednesdays and they say they have like the half off steaks or something. So go on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Go on Wednesdays.
So who has the best steak to you?
Oh, around here, Sawgrass.
I knew he was going to say that. He's always talking about
dude, Sawgrass is the shit.
I think I've been there once.
It's expensive, but it's good though.
It's good though. Like it legitimately is.
It satisfies me, so.
I will agree with you.
Like it's satisfying.
It's not the best Texas though.
I think I've been once. Let's have a TFTI.
Betty, say this.
I know. And y'all never want to.
Let's do it. You let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plan it.
Okay.
You know, Joe said I need a guest here, and I said, we'll get it. And he got it.
Okay.
You saying we got a TFTI night.
Yeah.
It's fucking
but
do it.
Don't okay. tell me the day right before. Let
I'm
me
not,
know days
I'm very,
in advance.
No, I need at least 2 weeks in advance.
Yes, okay, cool then.
So, perfect. Yeah.
Bet your life ain't that busy. What are you talking about?
I didn't say it.
Oh, is that something you told her?
No, 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 no.
Yes, he said I take naps all the time.
I did say
I'm just playing.
I
just said it for a joke on us. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, let me get into the story real quick that I told y'all. Well, I didn't tell y'all the whole story yet. Mm-hmm. I got a somebody left a fucking computer chair in front of my door.
Did you sit on it?
Oh, no. Fuck no, I didn't.
You're in this shit.
And sorry guys. I was leaving for work one day, and I was backing out. I always park my car in the garage. So as I'm parking, as I'm, you know, taking my car out the garage, I look to my door, and I see a chair there, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out. I go look at it, and it's nighttime, too, already, so I can't really see it that well.
You're going to work, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm going to work, so it's fucking 9 o'clock at night. It's already dark. So I go, and I check it out, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, from at night, it looked like a good chair, actually, but I was like, I don't know about this one, though. So I kept looking at it a little bit more, and I was like, well, I got to get to work. I'm running late anyway. So I get back in my car, and then I'm driving. I text my mom, and I text a few other people that I'm like, okay, maybe one of them dropped it off. I was like, because
you're paranoid at this point.
Yeah, because this was kind of weird because it was so random and weird because the week before that, I just put a desk in one of my rooms that I built the desk, but I don't have a chair for it, though.
You're scaring me right now.
I swear to God.
I'm so glad you watched The Conjuring now. I'm so fucking glad.
Wait, was this after you watched The Conjuring?
No, it's a real nice desk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like I...
you built it like from
scratch?
Yeah.
It's a nice desk. Anyway, though, so yeah, like the week before that, I just built that desk on a Saturday, and nobody fucking knows that I built the desk, you know? Like, I don't talk to anybody around
I didn't
there.
Know you built it either.
Yeah, and then... So when I'm at work, I was looking at my camera the whole night to see if the chair was still there, like the whole night.
So you have a ring?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was about to ask, that was one of my questions.
Same.
Yeah, so I was kept looking.
Hold on, hold on. But wait, before, So you didn't see a ring with anybody dropping it off?
No. Nothing popped up. Shit. And you know, it's crazy too, because cats have walked by my door and it'll go off.
The wind will make it go off too.
Yeah, like just randomly. Yeah. Somebody, there's a chair right there and it didn't pick it up. That's what got me. I was like, hold up. That's what I kept thinking. I was like, all right. So finally the morning comes and my mom texts me back. She's like, no, I didn't leave anything there. And I'm like, okay. So I keep thinking, and I don't talk to anybody in my neighborhood. The only people I talk to semi is the people across the street. It's a young couple. I say hi to them every blue moon. We talk. So in the morning, as I'm pulling up to my house, the chair is still there. So she's my cross street neighbor. She's getting her son into the car to go drop him off, do whatever the hell. So I walk over there. I say, hey, excuse me. I said, by any chance, did y'all see somebody leave this chair on my door? I was like, because it's not mine. And she's like, yeah, I seen that yesterday. That's pretty weird. No, I didn't see anything. She said it was there. Like, somebody had put it there during the day. Like, they didn't put it there at night. She's like, because when I got home from work, it was there already. She was like, that's pretty weird. So I was like, so you didn't see anybody leave it, though? She's like, no.
That makes it less scary. It says it was in the day.
Yeah, she was like, I'll ask her husband. She go, I'll ask him if he seen anything. I was like, all right. So I go over there. I look at it again, and I'm like, all right. It actually looked like a comfy chair, but I was like, all right, this is not going inside my house, though, because I don't know, first of all, who the fuck left it there and what type of, if it has any, like, the type of person I am, like, this has some bad spirits on this shit or something. So I grabbed it. I just dragged that bitch to the curb, and I left it there, and then I went inside my house. I washed my hands, and I within, like, 30 minutes, it was gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody came.
Yeah, somebody picked it up,
So. What if it was the same person that dropped it off? Did you not see your camera? Who picked it up?
He just said that.
No, I didn't see it.
So there's nothing for nobody dropping it off. Like, there's
no.
How the story ends? This is it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I drag it to the curb. It's not going inside my house. I drag it to the curb. I leave it there. And within 30 minutes, somebody picked it up. It's gone now. But I don't know nobody in my neighborhood. Why is somebody rocking up my fucking driveway and leaving a chair on my front door?
And your camera didn't catch
that. Makes no fucking sense. Yeah, my camera didn't catch it. Like, I kept looking at my camera, nothing will pop up for it.
So what's your conclusion to this?
Yeah, what do you think?
What is your conclusion?
You
think someone's pranking you?
What?
You think someone's pranking you?
No.
Because why would they prank him with a chair?
Yeah, but I just built the computer chair. I'm like, I started going down these different scenarios. I was like, did somebody try to look in one of my windows one day and see that I had a desk without a chair? So they try to leave me a chair.
That's very, you know,
but what you start thinking though, when you're like, okay, you start going down these different scenarios. You're like, okay, so what's really going on? I said, somebody's trying to break into my house. This is what it is. Because a few weeks ago, when I was coming over here, my back gate was wide open. And I'm like, what the
Maybe I know what happened. What? Maybe.
Maybe it was you.
No. 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, DJ Victor texted me and said, hey, does Joe still live in Burleson? I said, yeah. And he goes, same house. I go, yeah, like where he, like his house that he owns. He's like, yeah. He goes, cool, because I left my chair in the backyard. And so I don't know if he went to the backyard to check if the chair was there.
Left what chair?
He said he left the chair there a long time ago.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said. On my life, he texted me that on Snap. And he's just like, he just confirmed if you'd still stay there. And I said, yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, maybe.
This happen?
This was, I think it was the week that he DJ'd somewhere.
That was it.
But did he text you? When did he text you?
He texted me like 3 or 4 days before that, the event he was going to happen. Because he told me, he goes, hey, I'm DJing at a house. I don't know if it was his house, somebody's house. He's like, you should come out. And I said, oh, dope. And then he's like, does Joe still live over there? I said, yeah. And then he's like, okay, cool, because I left my chair in the backyard. That might be the answer to that part of the...
Are you sure that's what he said?
I'm not lying.
Why don't you just text him and ask?
I'm not even lying.
I can text him right now.
DJ Victor. Because I never had... He hasn't been to my house probably like in 2 years.
Yes. I'm texting him right now.
And there's not even a chair in my backyard.
That's what you
think. Yeah, that's why he probably went back there and thought there was.
And checked.
And then just.
But then where did the chair come from?
But why is he telling you that? Why is he not texting me about that?
I don't know, but he texted me. This was a week ago.
Maybe he wanted you to have it, Joe. Maybe it was like a housewarming gift.
Maybe
he said he left the chair there.
Yeah, I'm texting.
Why is he leaving a computer chair in my backyard?
What if he bought himself a computer chair and on the way to go take it to his house, he went to Joe's to see if he had that other chair and he's like, it's not here. But then he looked through your window and was like, Joe just built an office. And then he's like, you know what? He is a nice guy. Is he looking and maybe my he windows? Left his computer.
Now I
chair
have
there
to have
you.
A conversation with this man.
He left his chair there.
No, you said he left it there a long time ago, right?
I just texted him, so we'll see what he says.
Yes, he said he said he left his chair there the last time he went to your
so
house.
So he left a computer chair.
No, not a computer chair. Forget about the computer chair. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about your backyard being open right now. You said, oh, but another weird thing, and he goes, because you said somebody might have broken at your backyard. I said, I may have an answer to that.
And you're just telling me right now.
Because I assumed that he went over.
See, this guy, this happened weeks ago. Now he just this telling was a, me that somebody was in my backyard.
When was the backyard open, the gate?
Oh, no, this was like maybe like 2-3 weeks ago.
This wasn't Victor then. Yeah, oh, this wasn't Victor. Because Victor was a week and a half, like this, week and a few days ago.
This is like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, this was last week. It's probably been exactly a week because it was supposed to be this past weekend that he was DJing. So.
Is anyone going
to
open the door for Lyrical?
I know what I was wearing that day on the podcast. So let me see.
You want to call him? Let's call him right now. Let's call him up right now. See if he answers.
Victor, what's up? Yeah, this was 2 weeks ago.
I just texted him.
Okay, well, let's call him though.
He said, hey, yes, I did.
He said what?
He said, hey, yes, I did.
What?
He did what?
I said, hi, did you leave a chair at Joe's front door? He said, hey, yes, I did.
Why?
Would you like me to say why?
Can I call him?
Sure.
Yeah, be like, it's kind of
right,
weird.
Hold on. I'm about to call him right now. Fed, let me know if you can hear him on the pod, all right?
Okay.
All right, we're calling our friend DJ Victor. Really good friend of ours.
The one who left the chair.
Yeah. Also, it's confirmed. Wow. Hey, but you know what, though? You can sleep now. Am I right?
Yeah, but it doesn't make no sense still.
Hey, does he still have the same number? I may have to be calling the wrong number.
I don't know. I'm sure.
Can you call him?
Yeah. He's probably working.
Might be working.
But it just doesn't make any sense still. Why are you leaving a chair at my front door, Victor?
That's something we would like to hear. So hopefully he answers and we're able to get to the bottom of this. But again, you can sleep now. Because honestly, I don't think I would have been able to sleep for you.
And the fact that it didn't catch on your camera, that would have just freaked me out.
Victor's very, very sneaky.
He probably wore like that camouflage thingy from Harry Potter.
It goes by
that
senses.
Cloak thing.
So, what we're saying is my theory on Victor being a nice guy is true. And he probably looked in your window and said,
no,
wow, look at
don't
this.
Don't be looking at my fucking window.
Hello? Oh, LOL.
He was probably trying to see if you were there. All right, fuck it. Just tell him, be like, hey, we're on the podcast. We're just going to give you a call. Lyrical's here. We can move the little lyrical out the way now.
Lateness.
We'll let you stand over here for today, man. We can get you over there.
Oh.
He's gone.
Hey, Victor.
Oh, here goes Victor.
Hey, so... Why'd you leave it? I've been tripping.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. You're on the podcast. Are you okay being on the podcast right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. So Joe's had this whole theory thing going on that some spooky shit happened because someone left a chair at his front door, right?
Well, that was me.
Okay. Hold on. But before that, he goes, we've been
you
trying
didn't
to
even
come
tell
up
me.
What happened, what was going on with this chair, right? And then what happened, Joe was like, and I think someone may have tried to break in because my back fence, my back, the gate was open or whatever. And I thought, I was like, oh, Victor had just texted me and asked me if Joe was
That was me.
Exactly. Okay, so this whole time I had theory, I was like, maybe it was Victor who left it. And then Joe was like, but why would Victor leave it? And I was like, oh, because he texted me about it. And Joe was like, wait, what? And so here's Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Why would you leave a chair at my front door and not even tell me?
So you can sit on it. That's what chairs are for.
Good job.
But why, though? Why are you leaving me a chair? But why are you bringing me the chair and not even telling me about it?
I will say one thing. I did not touch that side door at all.
Okay.
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago. We figured it out right now. Joe's like, no, that was 3 weeks ago. I saw that wasn't Victor.
Yeah.
Right. No, that was not me at all. No, actually, I was having to transport that chair from Burleson to Fort Worth, and it didn't fit in my car. And I was like, you know what? Who could use somewhere to sit at? So I was like, you know what? Joe was literally like 2 minutes away from the person I just picked it up from. So I was like, you know what? He could use a chair. And so, yeah.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, why didn't you like text me like, hey, I left the chair outside.
I called you like twice, but then I thought to myself, you know, it's his schedule. The dude's probably...
Did he call you? Pull up your call contacts right now, you son of a bitch.
So I have... So you're saying I have a missed call from you?
Yes.
Let me see.
I'm right here, Victor. We're going to verify it right now so he doesn't lie on the podcast.
I mean, I can pull it up and I'll send it to you.
I do have a missed call.
He does have a... Oh!
All right.
So Joey, that makes sense.
Wow. Dude, I'm over here thinking a fucking ghost left me a chair. I'm asking my. I'm asking my neighbors, dog.
Tell me, didn't even catch on your ring.
I'm over here asking my neighbors, like, did you see somebody leave this here? I was like, dude, I didn't know you left it there, bro. So I dragged that bitch to the curb.
He was scared. He thought it was like possessed. And
the part that I had, I told myself, I was like, you know what, I could do it. I'm gonna make the trip from Fort Worth to Burleson, but my actual trunk would not close. So I got the chair stuck in there, Joe. Like, if you had cameras, you would see me for like 20 minutes struggling to get that chair out of that rental car because I could not get it out, bro.
Oh, damn. I don't know. I don't.
That's the other issue was because Joe was.
Get in the mic. Get in the mic.
Was like the camera didn't catch it. So, like, it just like. He said that the issue was the camera didn't catch it. So he's like, there's no camera footage of like anybody dropping off this chair.
That's even weird.
And, yeah, and so.
A good minute trying to get that chair out, dude.
No,
I was
shit.
Even deciding, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna drive with my hazard, so I'm just gonna make it. It's only like 15, 20 minutes. I'll take the back roads. But then it finally got out, and I was like, Joe needs a chair.
Hey, man, if you would have let me know that, I would have took that chair in.
I literally said, my theory is Victor's just a nice guy, and he left you that chair. And Joe was like, I don't think so. And
like,
that.
Like, it wasn't like malicious or nefarious. I was just like, you know what? You'll probably just see it and be like, damn, this is in good condition.
Victor, I said that I was like, this chair actually looks real comfortable. But since I don't, but
this
since
is what people sitting at my job for 8+ hours a day. Like, but we gave research into getting these chairs. You know.
Yeah, but since I didn't know who dropped it off at the time, I was like,
expensive ass chair. All right, too.
This isn't going to my house. It probably has some bad spirits on it or something. That's the way you think.
No,
yeah.
No, nobody thinks
it. He's giving me shit for not watching the clutch.
Oh shit, man. Well, you know what. Now, well, thank you for the chair.
I know, he's like, thanks for being a nice guy. Shit,
thanks for the chair, dog. I mean, though I'm not using it, but thank you for
it. It's cool. Next time, like I said, I'll make sure to carry something that I can just write on and be like, Joe, this is for you from me.
Yeah, you should just send me like a quick text. Like,
and he's
hey, going to
think
you
that was a ghost that wrote the letter.
And then the home
when we were going out or when I was inviting you out, that was like days after, right? Like, you could have even like been like, hey, do you know anything about this chair?
Yeah, I don't remember, dude, honestly. But you know what? That was a very nice D to you, Victor. And I hope to see you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. I hope to see all you guys soon.
Yes,
same,
sir.
Brother.
I'm glad I got to clear this up. But again, maybe go with the ghost story, bro, because it's weird.
Yeah,
I
mean, that was a good story. Now he just ruined it.
He solved it.
Yeah. All right, well, all right, buddy. I'm going to let you go.
Bye, Victor.
Good talking to you.
You guys have a good one.
Bye, Victor.
You too. All right, peace.
All right, see you.
Later. Well, damn. We solved the mystery.
I did not know he called me.
Bandit.
I've been looking at my missed calls, and I got one missed call from him, and I was like, let me see the time. It's 1:26 p.m.
Yes. So his big story wasn't even a story.
It was actually big in the beginning. Like, I started getting chills. Oh, everybody, Lyrical's back now. His little Lyrical's gone now. Lyrical's in the building. Yeah, he had this huge, like, story that even I was getting, like, scared. Like, I was like, damn, like, that's
everyone
pretty creepy.
Was.
Like, I started thinking, like, dude, like, who, like, the creepy part was Joe saying, like, there was no one on the camera. Like, the camera didn't go off, and he's like, a cat will come by and it'll go off. The air will come by and it'll go off. He goes, someone leaving a chair in the camera. And I was like, I don't care. In my head, I was like, it has to be a ghost type shit. Like, a spirit. Something happened.
But a chair?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. If there's, like, a little statue or a doll or something, then it's like, that's some possessing shit. But, like, a chair?
Well, here's the scary part was that Joe said, he goes, the scary part wasn't the fact that the chair was there. It was a computer chair. He goes, it was the fact that I had just built a computer desk a week ago. And he goes, I told nobody about it.
Yeah, nobody know I built it.
And he needed a chair. He told nobody about it.
Dang, and that was probably like a high-priced-ass chair.
I just built the desk. I was like, I didn't tell anybody I built it.
I got you, bro. And Joe was like, nah, you don't, bro. And he threw that bitch
out. So I wake up and I see a chair. I'm like, I'm like, I don't know. Like I said, it looked very comfortable. It was a little dirty, in the bottom. But anyway, that could have got cleaned up. But
damn, man.
Whoever got that chair now, I guess they have a very good chair. So
yeah, I'm sure
they have some good lumbar support. Some good.
What kind of camera do you have?
Oh, shit.
Is it Ring or a Vington?
It's a. I think I got the same one. Let me look.
Simple?
It's called Alarm.com.
Simple Jack.
Was someone's stomach just making a weird noise?
No.
Doesn't say what kind it is, bro, but I got it from my alarm company, though, that I have. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. ADT, whatever, ADF, whatever.
Nah, it's, yeah, something. Like
well, Eric. Well,
right, but anyway.
Thanks for tuning in.
You wasted the good surprise on Sonny.
That was a good one. Oh, I showed Gabriel Billy Madison.
You like it?
He loved it, man. He could not stop laughing. He was just like, he didn't know Adam Sandler was like that funny. Like, he was just like, he's only seen Adam Sandler like on Pixels or Grown Ups. So, like, I showed him, I was like, no, this is like Adam Sandler, like, at like his best. And he was just laughing.
Show him Happy Gilmore next.
Yeah, I told him that was the next one we're going to watch.
Happy Gilmore, I think, is better.
I need to rewatch that one. I like Billy. I think Billy Madison is pretty up there. I don't know which one's better. Billy Madison,
I think everybody else is funny, but he just plays like real like stupid, you know?
Yeah.
But like Happy Gilmore, I like his character.
Okay, yeah. I can see that then. Yeah, because he's very like, what makes it funny is like, it's Adam Sandler, the way he's doing it, because I think if it was anybody else, you'd be like, this is...
No, nobody else could do that.
Yeah, this is bad. But the fact that it was Adam Sandler and just the way he was doing it, like when he was talking gibberish, he's like, ooh la la!
Ooh la la la! Yeah. He starts screaming at him.
Yeah. Bye, daddy. And then he leaves off.
Bye, daddy.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good movie.
Something like that. He's saying bye to Carl.
Yeah.
Carl.
Oh shit, that was a good movie.
Oh, yeah, so hilarious.
That was pretty good.
Oh, there's a drink.
Oh fuck yeah. Let me go.
Did you go back home after?
No.
Let's take
I brought it with me.
Oh, I see. You went all the way back home.
Let's take a quick 3-minute intermission while I go get the cups.
Okay, and I have a question though.
Yeah.
Not trying to talk shit, but what made you come up with this question? This was like your topic. What made you come up with it? No, because you're like more of like of a movie dude. So when I saw that was from him, I was like, that's kinda odd.
Trying to change it up.
I don't know.
I was like,
if,
that's kind of.
Or was it on TikTok?
No. I think it was on Instagram. I think it was on Instagram, to be honest. No, I know Joe said the Mount Rushmore rappers, and then I. Somebody said. Then I don't know. I don't know if I saw. TikTok. Somebody said something about the rappers, Mount Rushmore, and then I had thought Hispanic rappers, and I was like, ooh, that'd be a good one.
That the Rambling good. Mob of Brian's podcast, they did a Mount Rushmore of rappers. So of probably, Texas rappers.
That might have been where I just kind of grew the, and then I thought Mexican.
Who was on it?
On theirs? Well, he had a guest, but on one of the dudes, I think his co-host had DJ Screw, which I agree, Scarface. And I forgot the other two.
Houston, Texas rappers, you mean?
No, just Texas in general. But if it's a Texas Mount Rushmore, they're all going to be from Houston, though. I mean, who else? Yeah. They're all going to be from Houston.
Mm.
They laid down the foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are they? There's really...
True. Everybody's from Houston.
Except for Mr. Pookie and Mr. Lucci.
Yeah, but Mount Rushmore. And,
yeah, I was thinking Big like Tuck, them. But I wouldn't put Big Tuck on there either.
I mean, a Dallas, Mount Rushmore, DFW one, probably put Big Tuck on there.
Yeah, but a Texas all around, though, yeah, UCK. It's probably all from Houston.
They are.
Commander has to be on that.
Yeah, but let's jump into this.
Scarface has to be on.
Let's do a Houston one.
And Screw.
What do y'all think of Houston one?
I think Screw.
But he's not a rapper, though.
I think it's just talking about foundation. And for me, it was more of like what he made a sound for Texas. It's the slowed up sound.
Yeah, I would put, yeah, I guess just in the sense of just music in general. Like
I mean, that's what when people think of Texas, like slowed up music. When somebody makes an album, they do a slowed up album. Because it's Screw, the music.
Screw.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think, you know.
Who would you put that on from Houston?
Okay, Screw. I put Scarface on there. Slim Thug. I think Slim Thug deserves to be on there. And that fourth one. The fourth one is always the hardest for me. Because the fourth one is always the toughest for me. I want to say Chamillionaire, but then I want to go with someone else.
I would pick him way over Slim Thug.
I would pick Chamillionaire over Slim Thug, but I would put Slim Thug. I'd put Slim Thug, Chamillionaire, DJ Screw, and I'm going off of maybe Paul Wall.
I don't know.
Well, Slim Thug and Chamillionaire, they both got that big commercial success. Yeah. They both were, I forgot.
What about Flip?
Flip.
There you go. Flip. Not Paul Wall. I would put Flip on there. Just
because
Flip
just gets a bad rep now because of his beef with T.I., but you got to think of how big
he was the freestyle Lil
Flip
king.
Was. Like, was the I can do king. That. This is the way we ball. Like, yeah, man, those are like, man.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Flip, Screw, Chamillionaire, and then, who else did I say? I already lost it. Was it Slim Thug?
You said Mike Jones.
I was going to say Mike Jones. I was thinking of Mike Jones, but then I was like, no, he just had that one album.
Right. But did he? Okay, let me ask you this though: out of all the Houston, Texas rappers, did he have the highest like peak though? Like when he was Mike Jones, like when he was out. Cause I remember I used to, when they had the CD store back in Hewlett Mall. I would go to Hewlett Mall, and people out here like a few dudes like, y'all got that new Mike Jones? This boy can freestyle. Like I was like, damn. Like so, I'm like, who was the biggest at their peak? I'm not saying the best, but like at the peak though, like
well, overall, at the very
highest. I would say Kamaner because he had that Turn It Up, and he had the won a Grammy off of Riding Dirty. Like how much bigger can that get?
But even then, Playing Skills won the Grammys too, and they didn't really. I mean, they're you know, not many people to me knew about it. I think Kamaner had a longer and more consistent run. I think Mike Jones had like a huge spark and was like on top.
His was just that gimmick that who Mike Jones, like everybody kind of knew that, and but nobody could really name a song.
No, well, they were all the every. I'm not lying, like every almost every song was the same.
Like, I used to like Magnificent. You remember that guy he used to rap Magno. With? Yeah, I used Magno, to like him. Magno man. Would go damn. Hard.
Remember that song Day to Day Grinding with Chameleon Air, Magno, and Mike Jones? Day to Day Grinding, gotta play ish.
I'd have to hear it. I keep thinking of that. Cutting.
Yeah, Cutting too.
Yeah, that one's the one that I always think of. I or think that Chameleon freestyle Air, they did over that Addictive beat.
Addictive beat.
Yeah, it was like that. It. Truth Hurts.
Now I do think Chameleon Air is the best rapper, one of the like the out top rappers, like from there.
But what about SPM? Oh, y'all wouldn't put SPM on there.
Not well, yeah, but
I know we would have SPM.
I was gonna put him on the Mexican Mount Rushmore.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah, let's get that's back to that then.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even include him on this one.
All right. So then, I don't know, man. The Houston one's hard.
Houston one.
Scarface for damn sure.
He has to
Chameleon
be
Air. If we're talking about just everybody, then yeah, screw.
Well, more that fourth one's hard, like Joey said.
I'm just trying to think of. Cutting. I mean, probably.
I mean, Flip. To be honest, yeah.
Or Bun B, wasn't he from?
Bun B and Pimp C.
From Port Arthur, I guess that's the same.
Yeah, how do we miss?
Or UGK.
How do we miss UGK? Wow.
Wow. That's hard.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Well, let's jump into the Mexican one then.
Yeah. Who you got, Jesus?
I thought of three. I had thought of SPM. I thought a homeboy from MB Riders. What was his name?
MC Magic.
Magic. And then I had put Lucky Luciano on there just because he did make like a huge like Mexican rap. Like he made a huge like Well, I was going to put Chingo Bling on the other one, too.
I would think you would have to put Chingo Bling
before Lucky. Well, the reason why is just the reason why I put Lucky, though, is because in the rap game, like, he really put out, like, Hispanics as rappers. Like, just straight-up rappers. And I feel Chingo Bling changed it on, like, Jesus Christ, right when I'm talking, Fed.
You know how to mess up momentum, but it's don't
okay,
you?
Though, Fed. At least you didn't bring mint cookies this time. So it's okay. It happens. Don't do it again, though.
So are we talking Mexican, or are we just saying like Latin?
I'm thinking
because like Be Real true. From Cypress Hill, can he be
Mexican? He's half Mexican.
Damn, yeah, there's some pretty good ones.
Be Real's half Mexican.
Kid Frost or
yeah, Kid Frost, is gonna like, be on mine.
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah, Kid Frost has to be on.
Okay,
that.
So if we're going off of Latinos, like
he's a decent contender, but I don't know that I would put him on there.
All right. So I would put SPM.
But this is your list, though.
Okay. Get SPM. MC Magic, I'd put on there just because it was such a whole different type of music. And, like, a good minute, like, holy MC shit.
Tekashi and who else?
Well, he took my fourth one.
Oh, Lil Rob. I like Lil Rob.
I like Lil Rob, but I don't think he'd be, like, on the Rushmore. Chingo Bling. And then I have to either jump in
these
with.
Are so good.
Okay, so if I put Chingo Bling instead of Lucky, just because of the whole, like, he kind of is the godfather
they
of that
all,
rap.
Lucky was, like, under them.
Yeah, Lucky. I agree. So it'd be Chingo, and then maybe, maybe Big Pun?
Big Pun's...
Oh, man, see, now you're
but I said, like,
didn't
you say Latinos?
Because then we got Fat Joe,
yeah,
and then we got...
Didn't you say bigger...
Okay, so we're just going with Mexicans.
Yeah.
Then we got Nino. Okay.
So then...
Yeah, Nino's Puerto Rican. How have you not mentioned?
He's Puerto Rican, that's why. But he didn't change the rap game. He's just a badass rapper.
Oh, he's not Mount Rushmore material.
Damn.
Sorry.
Yeah, those three right now then, because Joe was right. Like, Lucky was under Chingo. So, I can only think of three at the moment.
Fuck, I just had somebody in my mind and I forgot. I'd say for sure Kid Frost has to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on mine.
SPM.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up listening to a lot of Little Rob, so
Summer Nights. Oh, before that.
Yeah, even.
But Summer Nights was a great song, though. I could still listen to that shit.
Yeah,
I love listening to Summer Nights.
It was a good song.
Fuck, who else? Coast.
Coast is good. I don't know if I'd be on my route. If he's on your Rushmore, yeah. But he's
on your Mount Rushmore. Yeah. I don't know, but.
I think so because he's just so fucking talented. But as far as, yeah, if I was making my own, you say Jim Jones?
Yeah, but you're going to put Lloyd Banks on there too in Fabulous?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, once you go into Latino territory, everything. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if everything changes.
Lloyd Banks is
like Dominican or something. Yeah. Or half Dominican, Puerto Rican. No, I think.
Immortal Technique.
Ooh.
What is he?
Is he Puerto Rican? Or Cuban?
Cuban.
No, he's
Cuban.
Like Peruvian or something, right? He's like South American.
Cuban. Tone Deaf is.
And Daddy Yankee next. Just kidding. Daddy Yankee. And who else did you say?
Daddy Yankee was big for he was.
But again, like, we're talking about Mexican rappers. Yeah. If we go Latinos, like, it becomes bigger.
Yeah,
like,
now you and have to that go just to, like, opens up a whole lot of shit.
You got to go through categories.
You got to put Pitbull in there. Yeah, you got worldwide.
You have to.
I wouldn't put him on it.
Out of the Rushmore?
I don't know, man. Out of the Rushmore, like, he's done big shit. Even, like, his first
album,
but bro.
Now you're getting into the whole, like, Drake Lil Wayne debate. You're talking about a popularity contest now. I'm talking about, like, as far as a talented rapper, Mount Rushmore.
But Pitbull wasn't a talented rapper?
He was a talented rapper.
If you want to count along in Spanish, then yeah, he's great.
No, I'm talking about when he first came out.
Well, then would come
out,
like,
first album was pretty
good. Yeah, he could actually rap. Well, yeah. But he just started going into a different.
Well, lyrical's right then. At that point, then, if it kind of becomes more of, like, because I would see it more as, like, a who are the huge ones. Because then I'd put Pitbull up there for sure. And then I'd put, like, Daddy Yankee for sure. And then other artists. But if we go off of, like, rappers, like,
you know what?
Pitbull's had one good fucking
even
album.
If we did put all those together, SPM would still be up there.
Yeah,
online.
For sure. SPM would still
he
be
would
up
still
there.
Be up
sure.
there online. That's how powerful
SPM, like,
talented.
Owns that, like, rap Hispanic, like, territory.
Man, I know there's somebody we're forgetting. And I can't think of it.
So my Mexican ones, while you're thinking, it's SPM, Kid Frost. I would put MC Magic up there too, just because I feel like he started that R&B, like, he made Lost in Love of MB Riders, but he was the main one on there though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he started that R&B music for Mexicans, but like the
Hispanic. No, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
It opened up.
And I feel like Baby Bash followed it too, because Baby Bash rapped at first, then he started making the more. Yeah, lovey dovey songs and shit, but I would definitely put MC Magic up there. I feel like he's done a lot, and I don't have a fourth one yet.
That fourth one's tough.
See, and
man.
I couldn't tell you
tough.
Enough about what is his name?
MC Magic.
Magic to, like, say that, like, yeah, he's good.
Well, what
I just every time I think of him, I think of, like, girls that used to have those old pictures, like, in their binders,
yes,
and
that's
shit.
Exactly.
Like, that's the, like, his fans.
That's exactly what it is.
So it's like I just never really listened to it.
Well, I think for me, why I put him on my Mount Rushmore is because he changed, like Joe said, like, he started this new type of music and, like, era for, like, a good, like, 6-7 years. Like, it was, like, popping, like, where people were just like, dude, MB Riders and MC Magic, they were just, like, jumping on it. And then they started, I do feel he changed a lot of the way R&B music has become, like, started to turn at that point, because then he started to do the whole, like, that what was the little thing that
was
synthesizer
shit? Was he a rapper? Because then if we're talking about singing R&B, then you got to throw Frankie J in there.
Oh, Frankie J's definitely not making mine, though.
No, Frankie J would be under that. I think Frankie J.
You don't think Frankie J reached a higher level of success?
No.
Well,
for a little bit.
He had Sugar Sugar.
His
like, how many music videos
his best song was
with
Baby
MC
Bash.
Magic,
yeah.
On? His best song was with Baby Bash.
He was like the Lucky, and MC Magic was like the Chingo Bling, where, like, he started that shit and everybody else under there. Didn't mean that they didn't come out better or whatever, but, like, MC Magic was the one who started all of that. And then even if Frankie J came out better or Baby Bash came out better.
I mean, if we were doing R&B one, like, I'm just doing Mexicans right now.
Yeah,
just
Mexicans
straight up. Just
so,
like,
Hispanic rappers.
Yeah. Hispanic.
So Mexican rappers. So we take off MC Magic out of there?
No.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
That's if he's on yours.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
That's yeah.
He's on mine.
Like, I would probably put Coast then, because Coast, SPM.
Frost.
Frost.
Coast, SPM, Frost.
Probably Little Rob.
Little Rob.
I would throw Little Rob in there.
Okay.
Because I grew up.
You're so cool.
Well,
I'm
going to
call you a
coolo.
Sorry.
I do feel like we're missing someone. Like, I'm going to be mad after we hear this.
I mean, like I said, you could put B-Real in there because he's Mexican. What about,
who was it that sang Back to the Hotel?
In Too Deep.
Yeah. But they weren't like, it was like you probably can't had, like name.
No, I couldn't.
Like, only Back to the Hotel. Yeah. Which is a very good song.
Yeah. That beat is still holding.
I'm just trying to look at it. I'm just looking at.
You wouldn't add Playing Skills?
No.
They're not? What are they?
Look it up. They're not Mexican, though. I'm just trying to look at impact of what these people have done.
Well,
that's what I'm looking at. That's what I think that deserves to be Mount Rushmore type, is the impact that they have made on.
It's because of them, these other artists either became greater or whatever, but it started because of these.
Yeah. See, and I feel like, Kid Frost then, for sure.
For the,
Little Rob with, like, the Hispanic Chicano gangster rap. Yeah, Chicano shit, and SPM with just that huge, just... Then if probably, it wasn't for him, I don't think there would be, like, a Chingo Bling. I don't think there would be...
Probably not.
There wouldn't be a Coast. There wouldn't be a Lucky. Yeah, there wouldn't be any of those. They were all under him.
That's true.
But, yeah, you know, I guess I'd put Little Rob on mine, too, because I feel like he was probably maybe, like... Because they're both from L.A., right? Kid Frost and Little Rob?
Bro, I don't know who Kid Frost is.
I don't know where he's at. He might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right. But I feel
like
he,
like,
he
out of all, like, the bald-headed Mexicans that rap, like, over there, he maybe was the biggest. I don't know much about Mr. Capone. I don't know much about him.
He wasn't great, but I think I do have some of his CDs. Mm-hmm. There was another one, Mr. Sancho, that I used to listen to.
Oh, yeah. I heard of some of his shit. He has some right stuff.
Damn, man. Tino Cochino. I have, like, a lot of that shit. there was a rapper named Mr. Little One that he could rap.
You know what? I probably put Lil Rob on there after you guys did say that he did create that whole, like you said, like that bald Mexican, like very like cholo,
like the gangster shit. But
if it wasn't for him, then I don't think. Yeah, because Kid Frost was like,
He was the first one.
If you heard the song La Raza, you would know.
Okay.
He's and Texicali with SPM.
Yeah.
I have to listen to them.
Yeah, them two.
All right, what else was he on? He was on a
he was on the soundtrack of American Me too. Ain't No Sunshine, he had his own rendition of it.
Kid Frost. The one with Ain't No Sunshine. But there was another SPM one, right?
Oh, on that same album,
my
I think.
Boy Low G. Hey, what's up, dog? You never that one? Yeah. What was that one called? El Jugador.
Yeah, Centro America, something like that. Off of the Power Moves SPM album.
Man, that was a good album.
Yeah.
Bushwick was on that one from Ghetto Boys.
He was, right? He was. All right, so, I guess that would be the Rushmore of that
the Hispanic rapper.
MC Magic, MC Magic. And if anybody, I mean, shit, hey, for anybody listening right now, let us know what y'all think. If y'all agree with our list, if y'all don't agree with our list.
Who are we missing? Because I know we're missing.
We are missing. There's probably somebody yelling right now going like, these motherfuckers.
Somebody.
Yeah,
But it's got to be like in that same category. Don't get too popular. Don't get too big and commercial.
Someone's
like,
someone's going to say Drake's somehow Mexican and he should be on that Mount Rushmore list.
It's
going
to be her burner account.
Yeah.
It's burner account back there.
She's deleting the comment right now. She's like, fuck.
Well, it's saying Kid Cudi is from a Mexican-American descent. Sure. His father was of African American and Mexican American descent.
Oh damn, that's gonna take all of.
So he's like popping up on when I typed in Mexican.
Let's take a little Rob out there. Put Kid Cudi on that list.
Hang on.
I typed
everybody
Mexican
off. And
how
just
many times can I put Kid Cudi up there?
Can I put all his albums up there?
Yeah, his dad was mixed, black and Mexican.
Oh nice.
So he is mixed.
So his dad was mixed.
His dad was mixed.
His dad
was like 1/4
black and Mexican. His dad's and his mom is black.
Was half Italian.
Pretty much.
I guess.
I guess.
All right. Well, we'll mention that at the end of the podcast.
It's very good because I keep hearing it. So eat
a lot of attention.
What is this?
Which one?
Try it. It's like brownie.
Oh, it's the red velvet?
Brownie with I don't know.
Red velvet?
I tried it three times, homegirl.
How?
I just ate it.
But how did you know?
It's not even red. Because
he tasted it.
Yeah.
Tasted it three times.
How did he know?
No.
You're full of shit.
Yeah, brownie. You're lying.
How would I be lying?
Because Gabby got some earlier, and she told you. Mm-mm. Or you saw it on an ad.
Nope, if I did see it on the ad, I just went like this real quick.
The man knows it's chocolate. Leave him alone.
Leave me alone.
But red velvet is red.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you look at that?
I tasted it. I didn't look at it and assume. I had tried it, and then you said, "Oh, that was good." And I said, "Oh, the red velvet."
But
one.
Red velvet is just dye. It's just white chocolate. It's like chocolate, but it's just dye.
It tastes like red
but
velvet.
But red velvet doesn't have.
Why
a
would
taste.
You get mad about this one if I say that that's red velvet?
Well, you know that looks
because
like that looks like the cake in Matilda.
You can't just
the one
guess
that.
This
big dude was eating.
Oh, the
in Matilda.
Fucking forgot his name.
They
yeah.
put that big cake,
yeah.
and he's like,
and he ate it all.
Yeah, that's
and
what that
a bigger
looks
ass
like.
Cake.
And I want some.
I don't know what that is.
And I want some. Eat it with the worm on there.
Matilda.
Matilda.
What the fuck is Matilda?
Yeah, what movie marathon could you guys sit through?
What movie marathon?
Yeah.
Huh? Say it again.
What movie marathon could you sit through?
I need a clean cut right there.
yeah.
So it's all scattered.
Ass with an attitude.
Yeah.
What? Movie marathon.
Wait. One more time.
That have like one more time. Sequels, right? Multiple sequels?
Dang it.
Is that what you meant?
What were you saying?
I was going to ask what movie marathon could you guys sit through?
Oh, okay. That's a good question.
That's a good question right there.
Yeah. So are we talking about like movies that have different sequels, like a Rush Hour?
Yeah, like I'm thinking like, yeah, just like maybe okay. like, but I would say like if you were to pick a comedy, you'd have to pick two because usually those only have two or three movies.
I'm definitely pick, Rush Hour.
So if you
definitely.
Pick Rush Hour, you have to pick another one because it doesn't
another
feel,
comedy?
Yeah, like that has either two or one or three of them in it.
Friday maybe?
See like that. That'd be pretty good.
So it has the same and the same.
Well, I mean, you could just pick. Because, I mean, like a movie marathon, you can watch. Actually, those three wouldn't be too bad because that's pretty long. So, yeah. Those.
I know y'all probably don't know this one, but Porky's. Y'all know that one?
Porky's?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Porky's. Is that with Chris, like Chris, that dude from Night at the Roxbury?
You think of Corky Romano.
I'm thinking of Corky Romano.
I'm
thinking this of Corky Romano. This is like an older, like, 80s movie. This was like the old, like, high school teenage. Crazy kids movie like before all the other ones.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
My brother's the one that showed me it, and it's funny.
Okay. You ever picked that one?
That's another good one that I could probably watch because it has like a couple of sequels. I'm trying to think of what else.
Bad Boys, right?
I haven't even seen the last one.
You can skip that one.
Was that that was the third
it's
Bad Boy, right?
It's yeah. okay. It's all right. I mean,
the
it's
first two though.
Yeah, it's cool to watch, but like after you watch it, you'd be like, I don't think I'd watch it again.
Yeah, I'm the same yeah. way. I watched it. I was like,
yeah.
eh.
Yeah, that's okay. Decent. First and second one, though, those are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good.
Those are really, really good.
Yeah. Fast and Furious.
Fuck
no. Oh, God.
Fuck no. That's so long.
I hope your whole day is free.
I could do
you
all the.
Nothing to do that whole day.
Oh, so you're saying start to beginning.
Yeah.
Like, you like watch the whole. Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah, that would be rough.
I could probably do Lord of the Rings.
Ooh, you want to fall asleep?
I watch all of them. I watch all three of them.
I've still never seen it.
I love it. I mean, if you did watch all three simultaneously, you might fall asleep though. I'm not gonna lie. You need a period like one and then two and then three because they're like 2:45 to 3 hours long each movie, and that's just the theatrical cut. The director's cut, bro.
Boring.
It's like fucking like 15 hours or some shit like that, dude.
What
Fed.
Would the
how long is the director's cut of Lord of the Rings, please? Go ahead.
Would the like different Batmans count?
3 hours or something.
Fuck, I would look stupid if it does say 3 hours. What?
Oh no, never mind. I was like, would the Batmans count? Like Batman Begins,
yeah.
Batman Dark
the
Knight,
Batmans.
And then Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. The Avengers movies.
The Avengers. Well, see, because if I'm thinking the Avengers, I'm thinking all the Avenger movies, like four of them. Or are you thinking of the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Because you kind of almost have like that's
yeah, that's dedicating.
That's two
fucking
full
time.
Days.
3 hours and
48
minutes.
I still haven't even seen Captain Marvel.
3 hours and 48 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Hey, so
three hours and 48 minutes.
Yeah, you're doing this movie. Yeah, you really are. It's not that good.
3 hours and 48 minutes.
The director's cut?
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
That's fucking awesome.
Three
is
hours
really?
And 48 minutes.
I feel like you're lying.
Extended
are you
edition?
Sure you're not reading it wrong? And
okay.
It really says 15 hours on it?
Return of the King, director's cut.
Okay. Say that again?
Or the Lord of the Rings, I think it's the director, like the yes. Just Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, director's cut, please.
And it costed $750 billion to shoot.
First of all, I got some of my facts wrong, but I heard it on a podcast. How long?
This fact? One?
No. Come on, Venus. Waiting
I
for you.
I don't know if she's even
typed it yet. No,
it says.
I think she's reading it.
The Return of the King adds.
I don't remember
51.
Her password
so,
to turn on the computer.
So it added 51 minutes extra.
Okay, well,
to theatrical runtime. So 263 minutes.
We'll cut that out.
Yeah, we'll cut that part out.
263 minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean,
do the math
sounds
real quick.
Long that way, but
what's the math?
Okay, it's 1,000 minutes, all three movies. So that's pretty long. You think about it like that.
A bajillion minutes.
You think about it like that.
What else?
I would,
it has to have more than two movies.
Yeah, like a marathon where at least it has to be like a three, like a trilogy almost.
I'm putting Batman on there. I love Batman.
Batman would be
good. I love the Batman movies, like The Dark Knight. What was the third one?
The Dark Knight Rises?
Yes. Yeah. And Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
I was picturing like Michael Keaton.
Oh, I can sit through all those.
Batman Forever, Returns,
and Robin.
Yeah.
Those are all good too.
I watch all those too. I sit through
all those. I mean, I'm not on his nuts, watch but all those. They're all good though.
I am. Huh?
You got to watch all of those.
Yeah. I can sit through all
those. Do I got to watch any Snyder Cut stuff?
No, not on those.
Thank God.
The one movie that I was about to say.
How short is the movie without slow motion?
I think it only takes 15 minutes away. So, sorry. Ninja Turtles would have been good, but the third one's okay. It's like...
Oh, you're talking about from back in the day.
Ninja Turtles, the first one, and then The Secret of the Ooze, and the third one was like...
Yeah, one and two was good.
And the third one, they fucking go to China. And then they lose... Like, they got new costumes, and they look all fake and shit. No, I'm mad that, like, they just, like...
They brought back Corona.
They just threw them back in time. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Ninja Turtles that started it.
Oh, what about Rocky?
Oh.
Rocky?
That's not bad.
I'm not a big fan of...
Get him, Rock.
Of, like... I'm not a big fan of boxing movies in general.
Because Mickey loves you.
So that might be one.
I think I've sat through a Rocky marathon before.
On USA or TBS?
I think
or
one USA of back in the day. I think I've sat through one before.
I can probably do Three Ninjas.
Saturday. Three Ninjas?
Three Ninjas is a good one.
Fuck no.
First one, the only good one. Good.
The only Three good Ninjas. One was
the
good.
First two are good.
The good Come one. On. The first one was just the best
first,
one. That was
the first
it.
Two are good. The third one's whacked. Fucking
But so you still
something?
Sit through that?
No, that's what I'm saying. But the third one, no.
No, all right, question.
All right, good questions, fetus.
What reality show would you like to be a part of?
Oh, okay. I would like to be a part of the Complex Sneaker Show with Joe LaPuma. Has anybody ever seen that?
I've never even heard of that.
It's a YouTube. It's a YouTube, but it's reality though.
Oh, I do. I have seen. I've never seen the shows, but I think either Fed or somebody showed me. Was it you? We were watching. We were just chilling. Yeah.
Yeah. He gets like celebrities and rappers and shit, and
they
go
spend a lot of money. Yeah, I've seen.
I would like to take Joe LaPuma's spot on there. Because he's like the host.
Like the host,
yeah.
Bro, they spend
but that's
money.
A show, right? That's a reality like show. A reality. Because whenever I think of reality show, I think of like Road Rules.
Jersey Shore.
But like to where they're like filming your life.
Because yeah, that's what I thought like of as like reality show.
So a Shark Tank reality?
No.
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 Because then.
All right, Joe.
Because then I'd rather do like.
Your definition of reality is
you, reality, though. That's real.
You sound like Fed right now.
That's well, then,
so literal. You know what we mean.
That's real, though.
We mean like reality, like cameras.
Reality show is.
Right.
But the category that we're talking about is like reality shows like.
The category I'm talking about.
First of all, guys.
Yeah,
I will
just
say.
Talking about shows.
Joe did ask the question.
Yeah, he did.
So.
So then you're just talking about what show would I want to be a part
just
of?
Just reality.
No, that isn't
say,
scripted.
You want to be a part of fucking,
just unscripted shows.
The Animaniacs.
Unscripted reality like that.
Well, then I would pick.
Animaniacs.
I would pick Most Expensivest.
Most what Expensive?
Is that
the one with two chains?
Well, he goes around and tries all the expensive
shit.
Yeah,
all the like most expensive
shit. Yeah, that would be a good
shit.
One.
That'd be good.
But how's that not? Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, reality show. I think we have different definitions.
Well, he said now because of that. He said
but
with
is
that
not a reality show?
See, I would go
it's
with
real.
That full sloppy.
So what kind of show is that then?
It's a reality
That's
show.
That's just a
I mean, it's kind
show.
Of like, reality show.
Well, it's not a reality.
What would you
it's,
put it under? Reality show.
I mean, yeah, you would put it under, but that's not what we meant, Joe. Like,
no, that's
you,
not.
Shut up.
Look up the definition of a reality show.
Actually, yeah, look up.
A reality show is like Road
shows?
Rules.
Okay, we're gonna get Joe's reality show out the question out the way. So mine is Sloppy's World. The I think that's what it's called. The one where
you want a sloppy
the the vintage one where he goes where he has a vintage store and shit. And he goes to all vintage places.
A television program in which ordinary people are continuously filmed, designed to be entertaining rather than informative.
That's Joe. Yours is informative because it's like all these schools are spending so much money. Okay,
and
so
that is not informative.
Informative reality shows.
Also, oh, there's different ones. Then there's like, okay.
Yeah, Joe's as well.
Reality shows, huh?
What was yours again?
Oh, the Complex Sneaker Show.
And yours was
Most Expensivest.
All right, now let's go to the other reality.
Or
show.
That fuck that shit's fuck that's delicious.
Oh, well, what about the
Bronson.
Hot?
Oh, Action Bronson.
What about Hot Ones?
Hot Ones is pretty.
That's cool. Not
that's more like
that's
an interview.
That's like a game show.
Yeah, that's like an interview game show. Reality. Joe, I
who?
Just gonna say Breaking Bad.
Yes, that's what I mean.
I'm trying to figure out a way. Drugs are reality,
and it's a show.
I heard Walter White was based on a real character. Fed, what about you though? What about you on the Joe's reality show? Like informative reality.
On a non-reality reality show.
What did I write in the group message?
Oh, pimp my ride.
Pimp my ride.
That'd be fun.
You want to pimp people's rides?
I mean,
you didn't give any thought to that question, did you? You
just fired back.
I just always, when growing up, I thought it was cool.
Like a lot of people were complaining that everything was like half-assed done.
Yeah, they said a lot of it fucked up. Like people shit like just went to shit months after that.
Yeah.
What about Room Raiders? Would you be on that film?
Yeah. I always wanted to be on Road Rules.
Okay, yeah, let's go into that reality type show. So you said Road Rules?
I always wanted to be on Road Rules.
The real. Yeah. Let's get the real reality show. Why, Fed?
Because I always like doing like obstacle stuff and all that stuff.
You feel like the challenge is what you like?
Yeah, like like obstacle stuff like that.
What about you, Joey?
I don't think I'd want to be like just filmed all the fucking time and around all that drama and drunk drama. It's just, it's more entertaining to watch, but you don't want to fucking be there whenever all this shit's like blowing up.
Do you remember back in the day, and I don't think a lot of people remember this, it was like in the early 2000s, they had a reality show that was a fake reality show, and it came around this one guy who didn't know the show was fake. It was like a Truman Show, and all the joke was on him. The show was called Joe Schmo. The Joe Schmo Show.
I remember that name.
And the whole show was fake.
Yeah.
But it made it seem like it was a reality show, like kind of like they're in a house, like Big Brother. Big Brother, is that what it's called?
Joe Schmo.
Like that kind of. And it all started going here. Like things started happening. This guy is just clueless. Like it's literally the only one guy who doesn't know about anything. Everybody that's in there are all actors and actresses. Like,
gonna suck.
Bro, yeah. I never got to see pieces of it because I was really young when it came out. But that's what's called at Joe Schmo. I'd like to be on that.
Yeah.
The Joe Schmo Show.
So you want to be the person who does
network
it?
Yeah, that'd be fun because like it's just on to Amazon. See everything kind of unravel and shit. But also
whenever it originally came on.
It was
Stone TV? VH1? Oh.
Or what was it?
Stone TV.
That's what it says right here.
But if not, maybe Jersey Shore. I'd probably go to Jersey Shore.
Oh gosh. You could party like that?
No, but every day? Joe Schmo Show.
That's for elites.
I don't know what. Okay. What
yeah, you remember this was the guy they fucked. Y'all remember that?
It was what like the year was it?
Ooh, nah, this shit. Was 2003, and it had an 8.2 out of 10, like on that because it was just they literally caught him off guard, like everything. And then there was one guy who felt bad and tried to tell him, and like you just see people coming in, like distracting, like a Truman Show, like and the guy's just confused, like. He was trying to, like, he was talking to one of the other actresses, like, he's trying to tell me something. And then she's like, oh, no, don't worry. Like, it's wild. It's a wild show. I'm going to try to find it on Vudu so I can get it.
Sound too interesting.
It's like a Truman. You're telling me a Truman Show wouldn't be really interesting?
Maybe it is good.
I've never even watched that movie.
Holy shit. You've never seen the Truman Show.
I don't think I've watched it, like, start to finish. I've probably seen, like,
pieces
collectively, yeah, the whole movie, man. But I've never, like, sat there and watched it.
That is such a good movie. I have it. I'll let you borrow it.
All right. Any more questions?
Any more questions? Oh, the
restaurant.
The
restaurant.
Oh yeah. What is a restaurant? So what reality show did y'all say?
I already said mine.
You said Jersey Shore.
We said.
And you said what, Joe?
He said the informative reality show.
No. Yeah, besides that.
Huh?
Besides that one.
What? But the real reality show, Joe. Which one?
Yeah. Where you're like with other.
They're all real reality shows.
Okay.
We'll
so.
Put them in the real world.
Okay. What about you, Lyrical?
Pawn Stars.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Storage Wars. Then I take it back.
I'm Storage Wars.
Okay, or what's the one with all the Cajuns that like shoot gators?
Oh, isn't that a fucking duck
swamp?
Duck Dynasty.
Not that one. Swamp.
Swamp Life.
I don't know.
It sounds like a show, Joe. That'd be like that. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
But they shoot. Like, they shoot gators.
Yeah,
that's mean.
That's how they make their money.
So they make the leather.
That's so.
All right. Well, next the restaurant one.
Gator boots.
What is, a restaurant that you absolutely would not eat at, no matter how hungry you are?
Pluckers.
Wow.
No.
Mine would maybe be... What would be yours, Joe?
Okay, well, I know I'm going to get some backlash for this because I've said on this podcast that I used to go there, but I do not go there anymore. Is Boomer Jacks. I don't eat there no more.
Because of what happened?
I got, first of all, I got sick there before.
Not the shooting.
I was shitting liquid poison for a week. And I just do not care for it no more. Maybe I kind of burnt out on it, but I have a friend that loves to go there, and I'm like, I'm not going there no more, bro. Like, I don't like the food. I don't even like the wings there, and I get wings from everywhere. I don't even like the wings there.
The growth. We love to see it.
Yeah, I can't do Boomer Jacks no more. I can't do it no
okay.
more.
Okay, okay. I don't know.
I don't want to eat there no more.
That's a tough one. What about you?
Is it somewhere that we don't want to go anymore, or just somewhere that we actually
like? We're on a road trip, and we haven't had food in 2 days, and we're like, "Hey, we're all stopping here," and you're like, "I'm a pass. I'll just wait till."
Oh well, that case, I'll eat Boomer Jacks then. But
no, like you absolutely, no matter how hungry.
I thought the question was like somewhere where we don't even want to try.
No matter how hungry you are, you won't go there.
So this is just somewhere that we're.
I just gave y'all a scenario.
Yeah, maybe. Either Chipotle or
Poncho's.
Oh, because it gets nasty after a while. That first it used to be good. After a while, yeah, Chipotle just gives me the bad shit. Like, I mean, immediately I'm just like, I can't do it. And then when I shit, it's like the whole burrito came like
lettuce. Ew. Doesn't wings do that to you too?
Yeah, but I stopped. Like, I'm literally chilling back on what I'm eating, guys, because I've realized for many years, and I'm now admitting it, that I have I'm lactose intolerant and. I've been fighting it. I know I told you guys before, but like I'm really now chilling back, even though I ate some cookies. But if it had milk in there. But yeah. But probably that or In-N-Out. In-N-Out's disgusting.
What about you, Fed?
Their burgers aren't bad, but their fries are the worst.
Who are?
No. In-N-Out.
Are we talking about?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's disgusting.
Their fries are fucking awful.
They're for everything. I don't know. The burger's like, it has to be one of those things where it's like, we haven't ate shit and you're about to die. And I'm like, all right, just give me a burger with fucking lettuce around it or something. Like, it's just nasty.
Yeah.
What about you, Fed?
Probably Arby's.
Arby's?
What? Arby's? Have you even tried it?
Yeah, you tried it.
No.
Right? How do you know you don't like it then?
Because it's like weird.
Don't
it?
Knock it to you.
Is it what meat is it again?
The main one that talks roast all beef. That shit whenever roast we beef. Don't want to try one
eat,
of the cookies.
I don't eat roast beef.
Yeah, Fed, you over here telling us to try
their curly fries. Jesus wants you to try Arby's.
Jesus wants you to
try. You know what? I have tried their curly fries.
And they're great.
They're great. Arby's is pretty good, bro.
But I would be like,
good.
I would be like, no thanks.
Expensive as fuck.
It is expensive.
But I just never crave a roast beef sandwich.
Well, you don't know.
It's not what you think it is.
You have to try like the right burger. Like,
oh, there's burgers?
Sandwich, not burger, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like sandwich, like I'm not like, hey, let's go to like Subway or let's go
see
to
that
Quiznos.
Was my other place, Subway. Like, I don't like Subway.
No, like, yeah, hell no.
I don't think I could eat at Subway.
Subway just reminds me of like a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you go in there, it just has that smell. Yeah, and it's just like
the Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is good.
All day. Stitches on you. Yeah,
all fucking day.
Don't sleep on Jimmy John's.
Okay, I had a quick question though.
Don't sleep on Arby's,
man. If
I'm sleeping.
What if all fast food restaurants are open 24/7? Would you still go to Whataburger at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Ooh.
I think at this point, probably, yeah, just because like I'm already so like.
You wouldn't hit up Chick-fil-A at 3 in the morning?
I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't,
boy,
but I didn't even think of that.
I
think Whataburger would still be like one of my top threes, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't open the doors for like, yeah, like Joseph, like Chick-fil-A.
If everything.
Fuck it, let's throw restaurants in there too. I don't give a shit.
Fuck it. Wingstop. I'd go at Wingstop at night. Ooh.
Yeah,
but you gotta think of how busy it would be, though.
That's true.
But if that's not
you gotta
look
go
at the fucking Whataburger right there by your house. That shit's out
even
in
go.
The street.
I don't even
like,
go.
That shit's crazy.
Though sometimes I come all the way over here to his Whataburger at this time right here because there's a few cars. There's maybe like 4 cars, other than 15 cars. So I was like, okay, I'll make that drive.
Yeah, that's
I just take the toll road back to the crib. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I was thinking if everything was open, like where would you go? Because then you know you wouldn't be going to Whataburger.
No, I mean,
you still will,
but
that's just. But now with the price, you're like, you can go to a damn restaurant for.
I'd
want
to go to a pizza place at that time at night.
No.
A pizza place that time at night? Okay, well. No. If you were drinking,
I would
want pizza.
Yeah, that's not bad. It depends on what kind of pizza. Everything's like if it was like those big slices that like oh, you like the fold. Big,
yeah.
Fold,
yeah, yeah, that I would, yeah,
like the big Italian slices, yeah,
like New York style, like real big, yeah. Sheesh. I don't know, probably Wingstop, Chick-fil-A's a Wingstop good one. Wingstop would honest, be good. Man.
I don't know that I would want that. Like after like drinking,
what?
I don't know.
Chick-fil-A, like oh, mayonnaise and I don't.
I wouldn't want mayonnaise either.
That's why I don't. Either. I don't know.
I would. I probably would.
Like spicy chicken steak.
Yeah, because I mean, nothing else. I'm thinking, trying to think, and nothing really else sounds good. Like at night to get drunk after, like Whataburger's just like.
I always just want that, like, yeah, like hamburger.
Yeah,
because something might, greasy mm-hmm. and unhealthy. Chick-fil-A doesn't check any that's of those.
True. And like, after a while, you might have Chick-fil-A, and then you kind of go like, "Damn, we should have got Whataburger."
Yeah, that's it's like this shit.
Like it's Chick-fil-A, but like it's 2 o'clock at night.
Chick-fil-A only sounds good on Sundays, and that's what sucks. Like every time you're craving it, it's on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Same over here. Well, you Joy, you didn't say you said
yeah. I said I want a pizza.
Oh, pizza! You did.
I would love a big slice of pizza.
But where would you go?
And it sucks too because on 7th Street they do have this pizza spot. It is fucking like you can't even go in there now. It's so packed now. But so I told last time we went out there, I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. When we arrive, when we first get there, you know, to the park and shit, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to order me a pizza. I'm going to get it to go. Take it back to the car. Put it in the car. So when I get back. Done and come back, I don't got to wait in the line no that's more. Smart. I'm like,
you should have those little, time. Like, foil bags where you can put it in there so it stays warm. For real.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah. They're probably, like, yeah. $3 to $5.
Yeah, because that fucking night, it's like an hour wait. Then I'm like, yeah, I'm not oh, doing yeah. that. I'm leaving.
It's the waiting line, and then they got to order. Like, we got 12 people in front, so you have to wait
in that long line. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so next time I go, I'm going to go order the pizza first, then take it back to the ride.
That's
and then,
smart.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So, I guess we're done because we're going pretty long right now.
Let's get it. Yeah, that was a good episode, guys. We'll continue more later. Oh, before we leave, this will be our last episode that's released ever. On Friday. Yeah, ever. Well, don't reset. No, so there's the last episode that will be released on Friday. All of our episodes are now going to be released every Wednesday. So
Wednesday, folks.
You'll get an episode Wednesday. Friday, but then you'll also get another episode Wednesday coming up. So
Wednesday.
Yeah, right. 5 days in between.
So,
yeah, hopefully more people will be able to tune in and listen since we know Friday is the start of the weekend and shit. But, yeah, other than that... yeah. Any final regards, guys? Or final sayings?
Oh, I had a Home Alone fact.
Go ahead.
If y'all want me to say
Big facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You remember on Home Alone, I think it was the first one where Kevin goes into his brother's room and he sees a picture of his girlfriend and goes, oh, your girlfriend, rough.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that part? Well, I was reading that the director, they thought it would be rude to make fun of like a kind of a heavy girl, ugly one. So they put the director's son in like that a was wig? A boy, yeah. So they didn't want to, you know, they didn't want to make somebody feel.
No, wait, Pat, pull that up, please.
You know what I mean?
Holy I got shit, it. I see the picture, yeah.
Oh. No, go ahead, look it up, because I have got to find it now.
Pull up the picture for you.
Well, yeah, so they dressed one of Buzz's the director's girlfriend. Sons up. As they just put him in makeup and a wig and shit.
Oh, that's funny.
Because they didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings and shit.
Yeah, because you got to think about that, too, in movies, too. Like, it does suck when you have to make fun of someone who's big, and you're kind of like, dang, they're calling me all these fucking names on TV. So, yeah, that's pretty smart.
And that was back whenever that was oh, right here. Wasn't that big of an issue.
No. Art director son. He's crying. The kid is crying like, yeah, good job. Like, it didn't hurt my feelings.
Art director son. They did a good job.
Is that true?
Fat, look at that.
Does that check out?
Oh, that's mean.
Or was that something that somebody just posted?
It looks...
You can look it up.
I'm gonna follow. I'm
going with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, our fact checker is kind of
falling
off.
I'll stick with Joe's word.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that since we don't have anybody to
fact check. Yeah. No one by the laptop. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Yeah,
thanks for listening for the episode. We really appreciate you guys. Just make sure to like, subscribe, follow us.
Comment.
Yeah, share our shit.
Share it.
Ask us questions.
Ask the questions. Oh, did Bill ask a question today?
Oh, yeah, the Billiam asked a question.
I mean, we're not going to ask it.
Oh, update. Shit. Billiam is going to sell me that jersey.
After he's drinking it many of times.
Oh, now that Joe said that, I don't want that jersey no more, Billiam. Keep it, you son of a bitch.
Tell him to give you a lower price.
Yeah. Now, for the asking price, you drop that bad boy $10 more. Mm-hmm. So this is probably Bud Light everywhere.
Probably.
No. No? I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'm reloaded.
All right, guys. Well, then, if that's it, guys, it's been fun, and we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, next week on Wednesday, we'll see y'all.
Yeah, next week on Wednesday. So, other than that, guys, thank you, guys, and thanks for accepting our invitation.